We are joined on the line by the general manager of the Vancouver Canucks, Mr. Jim Benning. Jim, good morning. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm doing okay. Just, like everybody else, just trying to figure out day to day, getting direction from the league as to where we're at and where we're heading.
Yeah, and you know what, Jim, that said, obviously, we always want to talk with people about business and your business, but I think first and foremost, when people reach out, they're saying, how are things? Are you here in Vancouver? We know you have a home in Oregon. Are you here in Vancouver right now?
Yeah, I'm in Vancouver. Yeah, I come into the office probably, every second day and do some work, and then the other days I work out of home.
And so how does this, this is unsettling times. How's the family holding up then right now? And I guess in terms of trying to get back and forth with the borders set to close, how does that create everything, the dynamic?
Oh, no, that's good. My family's all up here with me now, and, we're just spending a lot of time together in the house, and like everybody else, just, trying to adhere to, what we're supposed to be doing. So, we're doing good that way.
Yeah, no different than anybody else. Families get through it. It means you're that much closer. How often are you calling GMs? And is that conversation simply like we have here in talk shows, hypotheticals, because you don't know what you're dealing with in the future?
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on right now. We get an update from the league daily as to, where we're at that particular moment. There's a lot of conversations between, general managers. I know a couple days ago I talked to, all the general managers pretty much in Canada, because our rules and what's happening at the border and stuff and how it affects players going forward. So we're just trying to figure all that out. We stay in contact with each other, stay in contact with the players, with agents. Anytime we get direction from the league, we try to, pass it on to our people, our workers, and then the players.
So much to dive into with you. I guess first things first, the news of the last 24 hours for you guys. Will Lockwood, Mark Michaelis, a couple of new shiny toys in the system for you guys. Give us a sense of what you got here under on these signings.
Well, with Will, he was a draft pick, and he was a player that, we really liked in his draft year. Played at University of Michigan, was a captain this year. We like his character, the intangibles he brings. He's a high energy player, good skater. For his size, he's got a lot of courage to get in on the forecheck and be physical, go to the front of the net. So we've kept in contact with him, and had a good relationship with him the last 4 years, and it's time to turn pro, so we got him signed. And with Mark, there was a couple guys that we targeted in college free agency and European free agency. He was one of them. We're excited to have him. He's a playmaking center iceman, makes other players around him better, good two-way player, like he can kill penalties. So he's a little bit older, so he's a little bit more mature. We think that, he can come into camp and challenge for a spot in our group next year, and so we're excited that he chose us.
Jim, you love scouting and watching players. You've been in this business for a lifetime. Why is it, from your estimation, that the gap in the jump from NCAA to the NHL is not as big as it used to be?
Well, I think, the college hockey, by the time the players sign, we're not dealing with, and they come out of college hockey, they're a little bit older. They're more mature mentally and physically. And, it's easier for them to make a jump. Like with Mark, he's 24 years old right now versus, if we were to sign a junior player, he's 20 years old. So they got that, experience, the maturity. And so I don't think it's easier for them to make the transition to the speed and the strength of the NHL.
So here you go, Jim Benning with us on Sportsnet 650. You kind of made your bones in the game as a scout. How do you try to evaluate the draft class for 2020 now? How challenging is this?
Well, I think most of our work's been done. Like, we've, it would have been nice if, you know, they would have kept playing. And to see the under 18 tournament in Plymouth, it was scheduled to be in Plymouth this year, and, you know, see all the European players one more time. But, you know, we're in a new age now with video scouting. You know, we do a lot of video on all the players. We break down the players' strengths and weaknesses. You know, we have conversations with our guys. So I think it's not a perfect situation by not, you know, getting out and seeing them here this next couple months. But I think we're prepared for the draft, and I think we know the players.
Well, you're in the same boat, but Jim joins us on the starting line. Jim, I wonder, we always make a lot in the media about the combine and about the interviews. We talk to the draft prospects. So what'd you get from them? We always hear teams saying, boy, in his interview, we really found out the character. You may know the skill value of the guys you're assessing right now, but do you feel your independent draft and your scouts out there have a pretty good idea of the character? Do you think you guys will get into video interviewing if the situation in society stays like it is?
Yeah, well, our scouts, like in all of our areas, interview the players throughout the course of the year. And then, you know, it kind of at the combine, you know, I get a chance to sit down with them and get to meet them and get to find out what they're all about. So we're going to have to rely on our scouts in the areas more this year for that. But, you know, we're still going to try to figure it out. Maybe we can try to figure out some sort of, you know, where we can interview them, you know, on FaceTime or, you know, what we use to interview players and see, you know, get to know them a little bit better. But I feel confident, you know, with the interviews from our area scouts throughout the year, that, you know, that could be enough.
You know, I think the million-dollar question up until kind of this global pandemic kind of took over in the last week and a half in these parts was, you know, how's Jacob Markstrom and his health? It's been 4 weeks since he was kind of sidelined and was going to be reevaluated, and that was 2 weeks ago. Would he be ready to go right now, or how is Jacob doing?
Yeah, he's done his rehab. You know, if we were playing right now, I think he was scheduled to play this weekend. So, you know, he's ready to go if we start playing again. So he's, you know, I know he's worked hard off the ice to get back, and he's been on the ice here this last week, and I think yesterday was his last day, and so he's, you know, he's ready to go if we start playing.
It's almost an incomplete grade on this season, and boy, I think you more than anybody in this city would like it to play out. We don't know if it would be, if that's going to be the case. This team meet expectations or exceed expectations in what they've done thus far, in your view?
Well, I think, you know, over the course of the year, I've been proud of our guys. They've competed hard. They've worked hard. You know, as when we started the year, we wanted to be in the playoff hunt, you know, coming down the stretch. We wanted to be playing meaningful games. And, you know, we've accomplished that. I think our young players have taken another step. That was another thing at the start of the year that we wanted to try to make sure that, you know, they keep getting better. And because at some point, you know, like they're going to be the core guys that take over the team. And I think as we go through our young players, I can say that, you know, they've all taken another step this year. It's disappointing that we're not playing right now, because, you know, I just felt like we were going to be competitive here down the stretch, and, you know, we could make the playoffs here and, you know, maybe even win a round. So, but, you know, it's not over yet. We'll just continue to get updates from the league, and I know they have contingent plans, and we'll see where it ends up.
Have they given you a sense of what those plans might look like? Have you, like, we've spitballed all these suggestions, what, you know, Bill Daly was saying this week, like, everything's on the table. Have you got a sense,
right,
or are we talking best of threes, 24 team play-ins? Like, what are you hearing?
Well, we haven't really got to that point yet. I think, you know, the first step was to take a step back and for our players to, you know, make sure that they stay healthy, and we'll see, you know, where this thing goes here in the next couple of weeks. And then I think they were going to take a look at where we're at as a society, and then, you know, make decisions based on that. So I think it's something that changes even, you know, by the hour. So I know, you know, stuff's happened with some NBA players. And so we're kind of, our season kind of matches theirs. But, you know, we just take it day by day, get our direction from the league and see where it all ends up.
Jim Benning with us here on Sportsnet 650. You know, Ian McIntyre had an article the other day, Jim, with respect to what was going on with just your contract situations with, you know, Jacob Markstrom, Tyler Toffoli. And, you know, I think both you and even Chris Gear were kind of quoted as saying, hey, you know, it's almost a best-case scenario that we didn't sign these contracts in advance right now. Do you still feel that way in terms of, you know, allowing a little bit of flexibility from, you know, as much as everybody would like to have Jacob Markstrom signed or even Tyler Toffoli the way he's played for you guys, you've got that volatility right now with what this cap's going to look like.
Well, I think, you know, and that's the conversations I'm having with other general managers in the league. Like, we're in uncharted territory right now. Like, we don't know, you know, what's going to happen here going forward, and we don't know what the cap's going to look like next year. So, you know, Jacob's an important player for us, and like I've said all along, we want him to be part of our group moving forward, and we want to try to get him signed, and you know, we'll just see where everything ends up, where the cap's at, and then we'll keep talking to his agent and seeing if we can figure out a deal.
Did you use this time to just build relationships more so with players and agents too, like something with Tyler to get a feel for how everything is? Or is that, I'm not going to say it's wasted time, but is it almost pointless when you don't know what you're dealing with?
Yeah, well, I've been in lots of conversation with agents here, you know, this last week, because we've had more time to, you know, we're not playing, so I've had more time to talk to them to figure out, you know, what players are thinking and what's going, you know, what they're thinking about doing in the future and stuff. So, but like, we're still concentrating on this year, and we're still, you know, our focus is if we do start playing and, you know, we're part of the playoff picture, doing well, and then going from there.
You know he's an integral part of your organization when he has his own parody account that somebody's created for Judd Brackett is underrated. Anything further with Judd's situation with the organization contract standpoint, Jim?
No, we're continuing to talk to Judd. You know, we've offered him an extension, and we'll continue to have those talks. And when we get something done, we'll announce it.
Jim, before we let you go, we'll let you play programmer for Sportsnet because we're playing an awful lot of classic NHL games. What's the one Jim Benning played hockey game that if we had to watch for a couple hours on TV on a Saturday night that you would recommend that we run as a network?
Well, that's been so long ago now, guys. Like, I can't.
You don't have one game you remember that around the barbecue go, man, I played well on this one.
Yeah. Oh, I can't. That's a tough question. That's a long time ago. A lot's happened between from when I played and where I'm at now. I don't know. That game seven I always remember against Calgary, that first round of the playoffs when we took them to seven games and they ended up scoring. I think it was in double overtime. And then they went on to win the Stanley Cup that year. That was a game I think that, you know, I don't – necessarily remember if I played well or I didn't, but you know, being in that game seven and, you know, having a chance to try to get to the next round, I think stands out in my mind.
Okay, fair enough. Well, I'll close this out on you because you're in the same boat as all of us. I mean, we're all washing our hands diligently, we're social distancing, but you know, we've also got to fill a void for what else beyond sports. What's the family watching? What are you watching? Is there a series you're binging on Netflix or anything like? Is there anything? Are you allowed to watch something beyond just scouting reports?
Well, I miss watching hockey every night. Like,
sure.
You know, like we're out west here, so we catch, you know, sometimes I can do two games a night where I catch an early game out east and then, mm-hmm. you know, watch a game out west. So we watch two games a night. I miss watching the game.
But what are you watching now? Like, are you like, well, is there a show you found?
No, we went to Indingo the other day and bought, loaded up with a bunch of books, and, you know, we're going to start reading some books and stuff. But like I said, since we've been off here, I've been, You know, I've been getting calls at like 5 in the morning, and it seems like I've been on the phone till 6 o'clock at night, just trying to figure out all the different scenarios that could happen when we start playing. You know, it's, even with, you know, players' work visas and stuff, if we play past June, what that looks like. So there's been a lot of work to be done, you know, and in case, you know, or when they decide to get back playing again. So I've been really busy here this since we've decided to take the pause.
Hey, thank you for taking this phone call because, boy, I mean, this city wants it back so bad, but I think we always have to stay healthy first. Jim, appreciate this. Thanks for it, and let's hope we talk again in the circumstances about when it's time for everyone to get back to work.
Okay, thanks for having me, guys.